That Madrach makes the person tummy, so Vada the Zav itself is tummy. And Lepshita Bizav Mitzurta Mazav Mitzurah. Or Mid Yitzwa Kron Rabuya, Puriyeshniyesh Ramina Mokim Ziva Lav Mainu. Right, the first time you see it's not called the Marunabi Matame. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. We'll do over the last Gemara again. We'll start over again. Aflamad Hey, we just start the last Gemara again. Aflamad Dalam Aveis. The last three lines. Yeboy Rav Yosef. Yosef has to shout like this. Yeboy Rav Yosef. Riyo Rishon Neshom Mitzayra. A man that's a Mitzayra. And he sees now the first time Zav or Keri comes out. So Mao Shetatam of Amasa. What's the loch is this carry now that he sees now the first time, is that has Tumas Mas or not? Whereas usually, when a person comes like a Zav, so the first time he sees it only has Tumas Shechva Zero. So it's not a Tumas if you touch it, but not if you carry it. The second time you see, then it has Tumas Zover on, Zav on it, then it has Tumas Mas. So here the question is, the person's a Mitzera. The question is, do we say Mokam Ziva, like the is a place where the Zav, where the Zera comes out. Is that called a Mayinu? Now we had before, we know by a Mitzvah, his Mayonis are also Tomei. The Reich that he spits out is Tomei. So do we say now the Ziv, the Zera that comes out, is also called like a Mayin, therefore Metama. It has a Chomadikutum of Tumas Maso, even if someone just carries it, do not even touch it, also the person becomes Tomei. Or else Noi, or Duma maybe no. Oiduma lav mayinu. Maybe the mokum where ziva comes out of the body, the zera comes out. That's not called a mayin, and therefore the first time, even though he's a mitzera, it doesn't have more than tumas shichva zera. It's only tumah if you touch it, not if you carry it. Yeah. Omer Rav Rava says toshma. Come and bring your proof. Pasuk says zoyvoy tomehu, that the zav that comes out of a person, that zoyv is tomeh. So Bima comes to teach us al hazoyv shu tomeh. That the Zoiv itself, the Zav that comes out of the body, that stuff is Tomei. So B'mai, what are we talking about? Yilayma B'Zav Gereido, if we're talking about what the Zav itself, Rashi said, the Lav Mitzayra, a person's not a Mitzayra. Just the Tipur itself, when a person sees Zav, that drop that comes out of him, that's Tomei. Smor says a Sof Shita, that L'Acherim, the Svar is L'Acherim, on top of the Flamet Hei, that L'Acherim Gorim Tuma, if this Zav, the Tipa that comes out of the body, since this Tipa makes the person Tame, so Pshita, the Tipa itself is Tame. Rashi says, Kolema, Tipa zu goremes labayla shematama v'masa. This Tipa causes the person to become a Tuma Zav, like the second time he sees Zav, that he has Tumas Masoi. So Koshkain, the Zav itself has Tumas Masoi on it. So Mosel Pshita is the case talking about now, the Zav Mitzera, talking about the person's a Mitzera, and even the first time he sees Zav, the Shazera that comes out from him. So it's like this, Omidi Yitzchak Kron, the Rebuya Buriya Shania, since near the prophet that said that the second Riyi sees as Tumas Maso, if so, Shemamina, this will be a proof that Mokim Ziv Olav Mayinu. As this prophet is talking about the second time you see Zav, that gives you Tumas Zava, Zav. So it says now that the Mitzvah, you need a special pasuk to say that it's Metama B'masa. So what's the reason why? It must be because B'masin, it's not called a Mayin. And therefore the first time you see this not Tomei, only the second time. And what do you have a pasuk for? Because usually the story is that since this Zav is Metama you, Pshit itself has Tumas B'masa. But here that the person's a Mitzvah is Tomei already. So the fact he sees Zav now does not give him any more Tuma. So since this Ziva, this Zav coming out, is not been Metamim anymore, maybe the Zav itself is not Tomei. So Kamash from this Pasuk, yes, that the Zav itself is Tomei. But it's only a Pasuk by the second time he sees the Zav, and not the first time. So you see clearly, even though he has Tumas Mitzvah on him, and his Mayon is not Tomei, but the Zav that comes out from his body is not called like a Mayon. So Shmamina, Lav Mayonu. Smor says no. Omalei Rav Yehuda, Midiswa told the Rava. Mimai, who told you that's Pshat the Pasuk? No, maybe this Pasuk is talking about a regular Zav. He's not a Mitzvah, he's a regular Zav. And the Pasuk is teaching us that the second time he sees his Zav, it makes him Tomei, a Tumas Zav, and also the Tipa that comes out is also has Tumas Maser on it. yes, the question, what are you the pasuk for? Well, the karmic yesterday questioned that the svara should have been that la chayrim gorim tum of this tipa that comes out, this drop that comes out of his body, makes the person to become a tum azav. So liyatzma lekoshkin isn't a svara for sure to say that liyatzma in itself, the zav is the tipa. The drop of zav is also tamei. And that the Gemara says no, without the pasuk, maybe I would know it. I'll bring you proof that sometimes not like that, because Sayyid Hamishtalech, that is thought to send away in Yom Kippur, Yochir could prove you. Shegurim Tumul Yacherim, the people that take that Sola Zozel and throw it over the cliff, they become Tamei. But throughout my Torah, the Sawyer itself remains Torah. The Sawyer is a Behemoth, and not Kalach, calls man a Behemoth is alive, it's not Makabot Tumor. So you see a case that even though it causes the people that throw it over the cliff, they become Tamei, but the Sawyer itself is not Tamei. So if even though when a person becomes a Zav, he himself has Tumas Maso, but I would not know that the Zav itself, the Tipa itself, has Tumas Maso. Therefore, it could be a need of Pasuk for the Tumas Zav itself, that Tipa has Tumas Maso on it. Om Rabbi, Abaye said like this, Mighty Boilo, what's your question? Well, what was Rabbi Yosef's question? Rabbi Yosef had a shayla here. If the Riya Rishon Nisho Mitzera is a Mitama B'Masa or not, what was your shayla? Ivahu Diyamah, Rabbi Yosef himself was the one that said, when the Pasuk says, Zois Teres Hazav, so Yidashin's Ben Godel Ben Kotten, that whether the person's a Godel, whether he's a Kotten, he has to Mizav. When Zav comes out, he becomes Tamei. Now, V'chivu the Nafklam Yosef, since Lazav, he learns out from this Pasuk, Zois Teres Hazav, that even a cotton has tum azav, even a kid, one day old, could have tum azav on, zav on him. If so, I see, lay lazochor. He has the pasuk, other drashas, well, from the word lazochor. He has that word extra. Is iceless left over the word of lazochor, which is the rabbi's mitzvah l'may noisof, that a mitzvah has all tumas, any mind he has, the mayonis atomei. Then the pasuk says, mikaver, is the rabbi's mitzvah l'may noisof. That it says, well, a mikveh also has tumas mayonis. When she becomes a mitzvah, all the mayonis, all the spit, and the mayimereglis is also tamei. And v'yakshir achmona mitzvah lezav, it turns out ekishir, that a mitzvah has the same look like a zav. Lezav gomer. It means to teach us the what? Ma zav gomer, just like a regular zav. Mitama b'masa, he's tamei b'masa, and his zav is also tamei b'masa. Is af riya rishona shel mitzvah, that's the second soul is also who adin, that the first time the mitzvah sees, it's also matamba b'masa. So what's your shayla? According to you, that you dashed in the pasuk of zois teres azav, there's an extra word of zochor in the keva. So that is teaching us clearly that there's a hekesh of the din of a mitzvah to the din of a zav. Is it to teach us that yes, that the first time the mitzvah sees zav come out of his body, that zav also has tumas masai. So it's not stam mishum the tumas shich vazera shabayin, but it must be because it's called a mayin. So you see the whole quantum verse, which should come out, that it's called a mayin. So if a mitzvah sees zav, even the first riya has tumas masa on it. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rafuna, Rafuna says like this, that riya rishayne shel zav, when a zav is a man, so loch is like this, when he sees zav, we'll see later on the day, zav is not really shich vazera. Zav is a little bit not so thick, it's a little more lighter than shich vazera. And it comes out of the body, even though the aver is not hard, even though it's small, it comes out. So the loch of zav is, when a person sees that the first time, it's only like zera came out, he's only telling me that one day, that's all. When it comes out a second time, either that day or the next day, then he becomes tummy with tumas zav, he's tummy for 7 days, there's a tumas maser on him. So shalva, there's riyo rishonish zav, the first time the zav sees his zavus, is matama b'yonis. That tumah does not make him tummy for 7 days, he's only tummy like shich v'zorah came out of his body, so he's tummy even though it came out b'yonis, even though it's because he jumped or he ate too much, still he's tummy. Shinemek, the pasuk says, Zois teres hazav asher teitzu menu shich v'zorah, that ma shich v'zorah, just like when a person has zera come out, matama b'yonis, because it's like his fault, he made himself a kish, made himself hard, that's what made the zera come out. So when Zerah comes up, even though it comes up Bionis, like you caused it, still you tell me. So after Riyah Rishonah Shel Zav, the same thing, when a person does not see Zerah, he only sees Zav, still the first time he sees it, he's Tomei, at least for one day, even though it came out because he ate too much or he jumped. Is Metame Bionis. That's what the Funa says. Even though the second Riyah attack is not that way. The second time a person sees Zav, he's only Tomei if it comes out Machmas Atzmoi. Not because of an oinus, not because he ate too much or jumped, there are seven things that may cause it, then he's not Tomei. But that's only after Hilchus Zav, which starts by the second Riyah. But the first Riyah does not give him the Tumah Zav, only gives him the Tumah of a Sheikh Vazara, so that he's Tomei even though it came out Bionis. In such a Funus Chiddush. Now the Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. It says that Riyah, Raw, Riyah Rishayna. If a person saw the first time he saw Zav, it says, Breit Kemoisu, you have to check him out. Tim Denny's first Tomei. So my love doesn't mean to say Letumah. We have to check him out, in other words, to see whether that Zav came out because of an Oinus, because he ate too much, and Mashba then he would not become Tomei. Or whether no, it came out by itself, that it would be Tomei. So it's not like Rafuni, he's even the first Riya, you have to check it out to make sure it wasn't Machmas Oinus. So it says, no, it could mean the Korban. Well, you have to check out to know if it's Mitzvah for Tumah, for Korban. In other words, it could be like this, the first time you see this Uzav, even though it comes out Bionis, you tell me for one day. And it could be the second time you see it, if it comes out Machmas Atzmoi, then you would have a Tumah Zav. But to Mechayiv a Korban, that's only if you see it three times. So it could be to Mechayiv a Korban, that's only if you saw the Zav three times, Machmas Atzmoi, not Machmas Anoinis. So that's why for the Chiyuv Korban, it can't be Machmas Anoinis. But just to make you Tomei, could even though you saw it by Anoinis, could be still, you would be Tomei the first time. Mr. Toshma, I can bring another proof. It says, Bashniya, the second time he sees the Zav, this person, he is Boyd Kunus, you have to check him out a second, you have to check out that time also. So, Lamai, for what purpose do you have to check him out a second time? Elaine, the Korban, you want to tell me only for the Korban, you have to check him out. Avu Lutumaloi, but you want to tell me he'll become Tomei Tumazav, even though it came out Bionis. So, Mr. says, no, it's not true. Ikri Khan, let's dash in the post, it says, Mipsoroi, that it says by Zav, the Zav has to come out Mipsoroi from your own body by itself. This drasha for sure applies to the second time you see Zav. So that's true to the second time you see Zav. What you have to check yourself out for is to make sure it did not come out Bionis. That's true to the second price. It means the second time you see Zav, you have to check yourself out to make sure it wasn't Machmas Oinus. And so, me disciple the Tumah, since the Sefer is talking about you checking yourself out for Tumah, is Mashma Reishanam of the Tumah. Mashma, the first price, it says you have to check yourself out in the first Riyah. Also, it's not negating Tzav to Chiyat Korbin, but Mashma's negating to becoming Tumah right now. So it's not like Rav Huna. Smara says, no, me the Iri. What does one have to do with the other? Hakadis. Each price is talking about by itself, it could be. That the first price is saying, checking it out for Hilchas Korbin, that this will be been styled to another two Riyas to Mechav you a Korbin, and the second Bzik and Echlam is Machmas Atzmoi to be Bedik for the Zav itself. Tershma coming here. We have the Mishnah in Zavn that says, Rabbi Elezer says, after Shlish, even the third time the man sees Zav, Boyd Kenoisim of Nea Korbin, you have to check him out to make sure it's Chayiv a Korbin. That's the luck of a person see three times Zav, either the same day, or one day after another day, so if he sees it the third time, then he has to keep to bring a Korbin. So if let's say you have to check out even the third Riya to make sure it happened, Machmas Atzma, not Machmas Oinus, to Mechayiv a Korbin. So that's Reb Lezer's Shita. Well, this should be a proof that Tanakama, Mifnei HaTumah Korban. That the first Bryce is to say, you have to check yourself out, it's talking about Milchus Tumah, not Al Silchus Korbin. There's a doubt that the Bryce is you have to check out yourself even the first time, Mashbus also Al Silchus Tumah. So again, it's Mash not like Rafuna. Mashbus, even the first time you see Zav, you have to check yourself out to become Tumah, only if it happened Machmas Atzma, not Machmas Oinus. So Moshe says, no, that's not the Pshat over here. I tell you, it could be the Kuli Yalmeis, both the Tanakam and Reb Lezer both agree the Korbin. That you have to check yourself out for Korbin. And it's only Machlekes, how many times do you have to check yourself to Mechayiv the Korbin that happened Machmas Atzma, not Machmas Oinus? That the Hoch over here, the Esen Kamithu, the Machlekes from Reb Lezer and Tanakam is if you dash in the word Es or not. In other words, like this, Reb Lezer holds all three Riyas you see have to be Machmas Atzmai and not Machmas Oinus. If even the third Riyah was Machmas Oinus, Reb Lezer holds your part of the Korbin. Now, Tanna Kamma holds no. Only the first two riyas have to be machmas atzmai. But the third riyah, if it comes out beyond this, the Tanna Kamma will still yichai the korban. That's the machlekes. And it's like this. That Rabbanin lo darshi yes, the Rabbanin do not darshin the word es. We'll soon see. For Rabbeleza, yes, darsh definitely does darshin the word es. So it's like this. That Rabbanin lo darshi es, and they don't darshin the word es. So the pasuk says like this. Hazav, that's chad. That's the first riyah, hazav. Then it says Zoivoi, that's Tat, that's the second Riyah. Then the pasuk says Lazocher. So Pshat is that Bishlishi, the third Riyah, is actually Achmon the Nekeva. Then it says Lazocher in the Nekeva. That the third Riyah, the Torah says, that's like the Riyah of Nekeva. Just like by an Isha. When she sees Hadam three times, she becomes a Zavam. Now by an Isha, there's no Lazocher of an Oinis. Even though it happens by Oinis, still she's Tamei. So according to Rabbanan, the third time the man sees his Riyah, even though he sees it by this, because he ate too much, it jumped, still he'll have a chiyah for being a korban. That's the way the Rabbanan darshan. But Reb Leza darshan esen, he darshan the word es. So like this, hazav, that's chod. His first Riyah, he's tam tumble like a bakeri. Then the pasuk says the word es. He says tarti, he darshan the word es, that's the second Riyah. The second time you see, also it had the mixture tamei, that for sure has to be machmas atzmoi, and not machmas anainis. Then the pasuk says zoivoi, talaf, that's the third riyah. That even the third riyah also has to be by itself, and not because of anainis, not because you ate too much. So according to Reb Lez, even the third riyah has the regular lochas of a zav, it's only mechayiv you a korban if it came up by itself. Now, Brevi, the fourth time you see, that is Akshirach Mon L'Nekeva. On the word Zohar, according to Blaz, is the fourth Riyah. What does it mean, the fourth Riyah? You're ready to make completely after the third Riyah, even to bring a Korbin. So what it means to say is, let's say then you have to count Zayinikim. So let's say after you saw the three times, then you started to count to become Tor. And the middle of seeing, let's say the second day, you saw Zav, even though it came on Machmas Einis, that's Saiser, and you have to start over again Zayinikim. In other words, during the Zayinikim of the Zav, there will be Saiser, even though the Zav came out, Machmas Einis. That's only a din the first three times. When you want to be Mechayiv yourself a Korbin, then it has to come out of your body by itself, not Machmas Einis. That's the Machlokes here. But it could be, everybody agrees though, that the first Riyah, the Riyah Rishonah Shel Zav, could be even Metama Boinis. Al Silchus Tumah could be become Tum, even though it came out Machmas Einis. Now the Gemara says, Toshima, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Rabbi Yitzchak Goymer, Fahaloi Zav Bechlau Bakeri Hoya. Really a Zav is Bechlau the Pasha of a Bakeri. I will soon explain what it means to say. If so, Velomla Yot, like when the Torah says a special Pasha of Zav, is Lohokal Olov Ulhachm Olov, give you both halachas. Then a certain way it's more Kula Dik Zav, and a certain way it's more Lachumra. What does that mean to say? Lohokal Olov, the Pasha of Zav is a more Kula, Shein Metama Bienis. That you're not Thomas, if it comes out Machmas Einis. Only if it comes out Machmas Atzmai. But not because you ate too much or you jumped. Mashay ken shichva zer, even though you made yourself hot, still yechayiv, so you're Thomas. That's what it means, Zav has a kula over shichva zer. Then also, l'hachmal over has a chumra. What's the chumra? That